The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to the crowds, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger, and whoever believes in me will never thirst. But I told you that although you have seen me, you do not believe. Everything that the Father gives me will come to me, and I will not reject anyone who comes to me, because I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of the one who sent me. And this is the will of the one who sent me, that I should not lose anything of what he gave me, but that I should raise it on the last day. For this is the will of my Father, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him may have eternal life, and I shall raise him on the last day." The Gospel of the Lord. The first week of Easter, we read from the four Gospels the stories of Jesus' appearance to his disciples. Then the second week, last week, we focus our Gospel readings on John chapter 3, the conversation between Jesus and Nicodemus, where Jesus tells Nicodemus, "Unless you're born from water and the Holy Spirit, you have no life." And that to us is a reminder of our baptism. That's when we are reborn from water and the Holy Spirit. Now, this week, we've been reading from John chapter 6, and that's the discourse of the bread of life. In the Gospel of John, on the night before Jesus suffered and died, he did not celebrate the Eucharist. At least John does not record that Jesus celebrated the Eucharist, because that was already been recorded in the three Gospels written before the Gospel of John. John tells us how Jesus washed the feet of his disciples. But where John talks about the true meaning of the Eucharist and what the Eucharist is in this chapter 6 of his Gospel. And we begin that focus on that readings. You know, we started with Jesus feeding the thousands with the 5 loaves of bread and two fish, and then talking about people looking for him and what's the work of God, and says to believe in the one whom he sent. Today, again, we have the same theme, that the will of God is people believe in the words of Jesus, God's Son. Why? Because then from now on, we're going to hear Jesus says that unless you eat my body and drink my blood, you have no life in you. So the focus in the Gospel of John starts with the Eucharist, then it starts with baptism, and now it switched to the Eucharist. And then we'll see in the coming weeks, then we'll switch to the Holy Spirit and the sacrament of confirmation. So really what John is doing through his Gospel is he's teaching his community about the sacraments, how we become full members of God's family. First, there is that encounter with Jesus. We have to get to know Jesus, as we heard, you know, yesterday about, do we know really Jesus? What does that mean, knowing another person? And then that leads us to faith. And once we have that faith and that knowledge and deep intimacy with the Lord, then we begin to talk about the sacraments and initiation into the church. And over the centuries, I think we lost this focus. We began to focus so much on initiating people in the church through the sacraments that did not focus on them growing in them to know Jesus and have that personal relationship with Christ. And that comes with prayer, with our personal prayers, with reflecting on the Word of God, with beginning to take time to listen to God and what God through the Holy Spirit is telling us to do. And then the sacraments become alive for us because they're not just, you know, events or activities we go through, but they're a reality. They're an encounter with Jesus every time we do the sacraments. And obviously, baptism and confirmation, they're not repeated. It's the Eucharist that we repeat over and over. And again, listen to the words of Jesus in the next coming days. He emphasizes the necessity of us eating his body and drinking his blood. I recommend that you read John chapter 6 all at once, because, you know, when you read it day after day, even sometimes you may skip one day coming to Mass, so you lose the whole general context and the emphasis of the chapter. Just sit down sometime this week and read the whole chapter, and then take some time to examine what's your, you know, understanding of the Eucharist. Do you really believe that's an encounter with Jesus Christ when you come forward and you receive the body of Christ? Or is it just something we go through because it's, you know, that's what we do as Catholics. We go to Mass, we receive the Eucharist. We have lost our understanding and our belief in the true presence of Jesus in the Eucharist. Surveys, studies tell us that many Catholics, the majority of Catholics, don't believe truly in the real presence. I know we all heard many times people saying, well, no, I don't go to church. I watch Mass on TV or on, you know, on online. Well, I mean, that's good, but I don't think we have a way yet to so people can receive communion online. It's not the same. Some people, obviously, they can't because, you know, maybe they're ill or they need transportation. That's different. But many of people are just staying at home because it's easier, it's more convenient. And really, they don't understand or see the difference. There is a big difference. Jesus is the one who will bring us back to life, because that's his Father's will, to save all his children. And the way God does it is in collaboration with us. It's not just because we receive the Eucharist we're going to go to heaven, but we have to be open to the grace of the Eucharist, though, that we want to grow in love. We wanted to love more and more people, to kind of expand this boundary and circle of people who we love and care about and willing to serve as Jesus did for us.